This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Earlier, you heard the confessions of Adeniak, a loyal supporter of Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean. Now you're going to hear about a group of passionate supporters for another Democratic hopeful, Dennis Kucinich. They may not have a catchy name like the Dean supporters. Kucinichiak doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. But as New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon reports, they nonetheless brave long distances and frigid weather to stand with their candidate.
It was 2 degrees Fahrenheit in downtown Portsmouth, but these Kucinich supporters were still dancing in the streets. They came from Santa Cruz, California last week in a biodiesel-powered bus painted in riotous colors. It's home to 14 young political activists with brightly embroidered ponchos, long flowing hair, and dangling earrings on both the women and the men. Inside Kucinich's campaign office, Annie Schlesinger explained their California approach to the New Hampshire primary. The plan? To organize raves and jam sessions at college campuses.
We're the Democreation Project, which is the fusion of democracy and creation, activating youth and educating them about Dennis, progressive politics, registering them to vote. We're mostly street-style performers, a lot of percussionists, acrobats, breakdancing, hip-hop artists. And we've been traveling across the country now. We stopped in Iowa and then Cleveland. And now we're here. We're going to focus on New Hampshire for 2 weeks.
The road trippers bought a space heater and a propane stove for cooking because their bus doesn't have any heat. It's not your typical campaign bus, but Dennis Kucinich is not your typical candidate. At this campaign event, instead of glad-handing the people in the crowd, he hugged his supporters.
We have to believe in our capacity to create a new world, which, you know, embraces the possibilities of peace courageously and joyfully.
Kucinich promises to fund a universal single-payer health care system, establish a Department of Peace, and bring American troops home from Iraq within 90 days. His supporters don't seem to care that most polls count Kucinich as less than a long shot. But the Ohio congressman has an answer ready for political pundits who dismiss him as not a serious candidate.
Let's look at what's serious. It's pretty serious that we have a president who's taken us into a war that we didn't have to go into. It's very serious that the administration has given tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans when they didn't have to. It's very serious when we spend 50% of our discretionary spending in this country for the Pentagon at the expense of health, education, job, creating programs, housing. You know, that's all very serious.
Kucinich's talk of hope and the possibility of a better country and a more peaceful world is attracting the interest of some left-wing Democrats. This message resonates beyond the Santa Cruz crowd and increasingly with progressive anti-war Howard Dean supporters. A handful of Deaniacs organized this house party in East Plainfield last week. That's just across the Connecticut River from Vermont, in a part of the state known this campaign season as Dean Country. The Kucinich campaign used Dean's substantial grassroots organization here to invite like-minded Democrats. 40 people showed up on a bitter cold night to see a candidate whose polling numbers are at only 1%.
I'm a practical politician. As a member of Cleveland City Council, people would call me when they had a dog barking. Yeah, well, I mean, it was fun because they'd call me in the middle of the night.
Despite the snickers, the audience listened entranced for over an hour. Afterwards, Ann Donahue said she was reconsidering and might just vote for Kucinich.
I would. I was inspired. He was just great to listen to, and it was very informal and warm.
Her husband, John, says his heart is with Kucinich, but he's still voting for Dean.
You can vote your conscience in a primary. After that, you have to make compromises. Government's about compromise. I'd vote for anyone over GW.
That's a familiar refrain here this primary season, but Kucinich is counting on a few New Hampshire Democrats to vote their hearts. For Day to Day, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.